every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hello, my good friends. Welcome back to a new edition of First Thoughts. My name is Nico Beef Sauce, and together we'll be spending the next hour breaking down the beautiful sport of soccer that we all love. We will be covering, like always, Premier League action from this past week. We had Champions League action midweek as well as Europa League, which, I mean, I feel like this year is going to be very fun. There's a few teams in there that are strong enough to challenge for the trophy. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen with that. And then, you know, we got a preview Premier League action coming up the upcoming weekend. We are heading into an international break, which is going to be a good pause, but it's for a good reason. We got qualifiers, World Cup qualifiers happening, and we got to see which teams will make it. There's always a shocker in there, you know, where Italy, for example, back-to-back absences, which is absolutely insane. I got to say, watching the last fixture of the Premier League season, I got to believe that this is going to be one of the seasons where we're going to have a nail-biting finish when it comes to who's going to lift up the trophy. And I'm very excited to see it. On one hand, you have Liverpool that definitely spent an outrageous amount of money in the summertime, making big noise with transfers. But it seems like they are hitting that point of the season where things are not clicking 100%. They're facing some adversity, whether it's not scoring a goal away midweek against Galatasaray or conceding two instead of five against Crystal Palace in this last weekend. So on the other hand, you have Arsenal that also made a big splash during the summertime, and they're at the point of their season where they seems like they're ramping up. So nail-biting finish, exciting stuff coming with Champions League. World Cup qualifiers are going to be a nice little break in between, but the action coming back from that is going to be absolutely insane. Stay tuned with us. We've got a very fun show prepared for you. On the mic is Nico Beef Sauce with First Touch, powered by Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America. We will be right back with some very, very good action coming your way. Stay tuned.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
My fellow Americans, Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome back, everyone. Nico here. And listen, let's get right into it. Brentford versus United 3-1. A game that, you know, I mean, I feel like this Premier League fixture had a lot of games that it's either a huge shock or huge excitement, depending on what side you're sitting on. So, you know, this is definitely one that causes a lot of shock to the United fans, 3-1 against Brentford. To remind everybody, United is coming off of a big win against Chelsea. And I'm calling it big because Chelsea is obviously a better team than them. But also, it was a win at home with their fans against a team that is aiming to finish top four in their Champions League level roster. This defeat sets them back. Igor opens the score in the 8th minute. Cunha gets tackled trying to penetrate the Brentford defense. And Brentford wins the ball off that tackle. A long pass is coming from the back that finds Thiago one-on-one with the keeper. Let me say here something about this finish. Absolutely brilliant. World class, I would call it, by Thiago. Left-footed, absolute rocket. Listen, this goal, there's layers here. I mean, Maguire is sitting 5 feet beneath the halfway line. For anyone that doesn't know this, halfway line means halfway line up front, offsides count. Halfway line and behind, they don't. He's nowhere near Thiago, but he manages to keep him onside, which is a crime number one. And crime number two is lack of focus because Maguire is slow. He's the last man in this three-back formation that Amorim is playing, and he gets done by Thiago for pace. It's a defensive error that could have easily been avoided if Maguire had better positioning in this game, and United find themselves down 1-0, a horrible start for them. Game continues on. Brentford continues to push, and they get rewarded. A cross comes in. Bagendier, childish goalkeeping error from him. Spills it right in front of Thiago. This is basically waiting there for that to happen. He taps it in. Bagendier on the recovery. I feel like he almost pushes it in himself. My co-host, Tyler Levine, if you're listening, I'm not doing this to torment you. I'm only doing this because I want people to know that this was one of the worst defensive errors that we've seen for United this season. But it doesn't seem like it's going to be the last one because Bagendier looked shaky from the start. He had that error on the Arsenal game that, you know, it cost them. It cost them points in that game, and he continues to be not steady at all. Second half begins. United is trying to find a way to equalize, And on the 70th, I totally skipped a part. On the 25th minute, Sesko from inside the small box scores, makes the game 2-1, gives United life. There was some controversies here because the Brentford players were asking for a free kick on their keeper, but referee and VAR did not get involved at all. And 2-1 is the halftime result. Second half begins. United is trying to find a way to equalize, and game is going back and forth. And on the 70th minute, Mbeumo, ex-Brentford player, is making a run inside the box. He gets pulled down by the defender. Referee takes his time, but whistles the penalty. VAR looks at it. There's a controversy on the offside. Semi-automatic offside calls no. And we have Bruno Fernandes taking another penalty for United this season. And he misses it. Goalkeeper saves it, to be exact. This is the second penalty that Bruno's missing this season. One was against Fulham, which cost them arguably 2 points because end result was drawing that game. And he misses a penalty at a time where United, if they equalize the game here, it's huge for them. The dynamic completely changes. Brentford would probably lose their aggression because they played a great game overall. Bruno Fernandes misses a penalty, and I got to be honest, Bruno needs to be benched. Amorim, if you want some respect in the locker rooms, you need to bench this guy. It's not just the missed penalties. It's the absence of leadership inside the field. It's the fact that, you know, he's playing Bruno in this number 8 role, which me and Tyler have broken down before. It's cost United points because they conceded goals by a man that he's supposed to be tracking back, and he didn't. At this point, I understand he's the captain. I understand Amorim stuck behind him to keep him. But at this point, I feel like benching him will do him better than keep playing him and having horrible games back-to-back-to-back, especially in the season where there's no European action midweek and you can bounce back with a good result. Game continues on after the missed penalty. I mean, you can sense the dynamic in the field. United players are absolutely shot. They're trying to make something happen, mostly by guys like Cunha and Mbeumo trying to carry the ball and create something. But Brentford is very, compact. They're also very dangerous because with 2 minutes to go in stoppage time, Jensen gets the ball. Carries it all the way down the field, looks at Bayindir, has a beautiful shot that I will say Bayindir should do better here, but knowing Bayindir's level and what I've seen this season, I did not expect him to. It's a beautiful goal, beautiful finish. Game ends 3-1. Listen, there's a lot of layers that we can go here and analyze what's going on with Manchester United and why we're seeing this. I feel like their biggest error this season is that they did not invest in a world-class goalkeeper. We've said it on the show before. I feel like a keeper like Donnarumma would have given this team a different aura as a whole when it comes to their defense. Cunha and Mbeumo are great players, but United's defense seems like they're struggling pretty much every game. And every play that a team comes down the field, the opposition feels like they're confident enough to create chances and opportunities. Brentford created a lot of opportunities here, and I don't feel like there's any team all throughout England that would be afraid to attack this United defense. And I'm saying with the utmost respect. Now, we got people saying Amorim out. There's a clear division in the fans, but let me tell you, there is no coach on the planet right now that can fix this. I mean, you can get inside a time machine and bring Fergie back to his prime. And honest to God, I don't think he has a clue on where to start and how to fix this. We can sit here all day long doing this and finding issues, but United are a spot where I'm afraid that may I become the new Leeds United. And if you know Leeds United history, it's a team that faced absolute glory in the Premier League and in European competitions, and throughout the years they faced relegation. they just got promoted last season. But the situation at United, man, it feels like a free fall without a light at the end of the tunnel. And I swear to God, I have no idea who can fix this. Next up, we have Liverpool that lose to Palace away from home. 2-1 is the final result in this game. And this was a game that, I got to say, it's kind of what made me say that this is going to be a nail-biting finish, because Liverpool might have added a bunch of great players, expensive players to their roster, but they are facing adversity. It seems like they have a lot of things to figure out, mainly defensively. They did not score midweek against Galatasaray, but their defense as a whole in this game was exposed by a team that, nobody forget, Eze and Olise was two of their best players in this team, their leaders, the most talented players that they had, and they've given both of them up in this past two seasons, and Crystal Palace does not seem like they've missed a beat. The game starts off with Sarr scoring off of corner kick, ninth minute to be exact, very similar start to what United had against Brentford. They go down 1-0, Liverpool defense is nowhere near the ball, they calm down and they score. We will continue after this break talking about Liverpool's game against Crystal Palace and breaking down a little bit what's got to happen for Liverpool to bounce back from this, because the expectations after the transfer window that they had were sky high. And by sky high, I mean Premier League title, at least one of the cups, EFL, FA Cup, and at least like a Champions League final in my eyes. This was not the game that was a huge confidence booster for them. I will say, Alisson in this game is a main reason why, we'll break it down after, is a main reason why Liverpool was all the way at the end in this game trying to get a point against Crystal Palace. We are talking about a world-class performance by the Brazilian keeper that absolutely smacked. We'll be right back, my friends. Don't move.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Welcome back, my friends, to another edition of First Touch. We ended the last segment talking about Liverpool, and I'm going to get it right from the beginning. Liverpool traveled to Palace losing 2-1 away from home. Defensive issues for Liverpool here apparent. Alisson is a big reason why the scoreline stayed at this level. I mean, the two goals that they conceded were both defensive errors. Ninth minute, Sarr gets the rebound off of a corner kick. Liverpool's defense is nowhere to be found in the play. He taps it in. And then the whole game, Liverpool tries to get a hold of it. But we, you know, you would expect Liverpool here to go down 1-0 and for the remainder of the half to be all Liverpool trying to press, trying to equalize the game. No. We saw Crystal Palace absolutely pound. And when I say pound, I mean Alisson is having a world-class performance to keep that one-goal lead for Palace on. Liverpool is struggling to put things together. I don't know if they were thinking about the Champions League game that they had midweek, but there's no excuses. It's a poor performance in the first half. It ends 1-0. Second half starts. You can definitely see the change in mindset. Liverpool is starting to become more aggressive, but Palace is nowhere in the field sitting back and waiting for Liverpool. They're being very tactical. They are creating chances for themselves. They did not sit back in the second half and wait for Liverpool to act first. Alisson has some amazing saves. I will say Crystal Palace goalkeeper has some good saves. Isak missed a few chances that, in my opinion, for a caliber player that he is, he should have put away. But talking a little bit about Isak here, this guy came to Liverpool, and we talked about the expectations being sky high. He's a true number nine. Etiquette had that red card, which put a little bit more pressure towards him because he's got to play. Etiquette got that red card midweek in the cup game and is basically suspended. So he cannot come off the bench and help, which means Isak has to step up and score some goals, but that is not happening yet. I will give him the fact that with all the drama between Newcastle and Liverpool, Isak was obviously away from training, so he didn't really have a preseason. But when you play for Liverpool and when you're when Liverpool is spending a record-breaking fee for you in this transfer window, nobody's looking at excuses to be made. And I feel like he feels the pressure a little bit. I expect him to become better as time goes by. But Liverpool is facing mostly defensive issues. Me and Tyler have talked about this on the show before. I feel like Liverpool has started the season very slow on their defensive end. And when I'm talking about defense, I gotta talk about the whole team. I never like to focus on one player unless that's Maguire. I'm just kidding. Or Onana last year, right? We all talked about that. But anyway, the team as a whole is not showing the same dynamic when it comes to pressing up high on the ball. They are giving much more of the ball away to their opponents. And when you're facing a team like Palace that are so well-disciplined, and they definitely have a couple guys up there, Mateta, Sarr, that can create opportunities, you're in big trouble. Liverpool, in this game, find a way to equalize with Chiesa, which, by the way, This is a second goal that he scores late in the game, giving Liverpool a huge breath of fresh air. There's some controversy there. If Salah had a handball in the play, VAR does not get involved again. Goal counts. And with 2 minutes to go, Crystal Palace, off of a free kick, finds Nketiah in the back post all by himself. And as a Liverpool fan, when I saw Nketiah get the ball there, although I believe it's on his weak foot, I think he's right-footed, I knew that was going to be a goal. Alisson has no hope to save that. He smashes it in. Crystal Palace fans go absolutely berserk on the stands. And Crystal Palace leaves with a huge win. As I said earlier, they missed two of their best players in the past two seasons back-to-back. But when you have a team that plays for the team, you're always going to find solutions. The coach, I mean, if you're a United fan or if you're a Chelsea fan or whatever fan you are, you got to admire what Palace is doing because it's absolutely phenomenal. They're a team that didn't spend crazy money. They were able to hold on to their defender that Liverpool wanted in the end of the season, but it seems like they're one of these teams that is going to be very hard to beat for anybody, both because they play great defensively, but also because they can create problems to anyone with their very talented attack. Now that we got done with the Giants, Chelsea facing Brighton at home, Chelsea won Brighton 3. This is a crazy scoreline for me because I feel like until the red card came for Chelsea, I feel like Chelsea had a hold of this game. I will say that Champions League football is involved now, so we might see some teams kind of slowing down. Chelsea is one of these teams that they've started good, but they haven't started all that fresh. Enzo Fernandez gives them the lead on the 24th minute. In the 51st minute, we have a professional foul from Chaloba. I think that's how he pronounced his name, but he gets a straight red because he denies Brighton a clear goal chance opportunity. And from the 53rd minute and onwards, it's pretty much all Brighton. I mean, they're pressing. They're trying to look for the goal. Danny Welbeck scores it, makes it 1-1 in the 77th minute. And then De Kuyper, that came in from Serie A, makes it 1-2. Danny Welbeck 1-3 at the end. I will say, for Chelsea and what they're trying to build on this season, this is a bad defeat. They lost to Manchester United the week prior. They lost to Bayern Munich midweek Champions League on the first fixture of Champions League games. And this is yet another loss. They're not playing great. I feel like they have to find a way to get results, even when they don't play good, which is a sign of a good team, in my opinion. Let's see what happens. It's going to be a challenging season for them. Leeds United against Bournemouth. 2-2 is the final score. This is a game that I feel like a lot of people do not expect goals. But as the season progresses, my prediction for Leeds being a strong team and remaining in the Premier League comes closer and closer to fruition. They started this game off pretty slow. Bournemouth seemed like they have more of the control in the game. 0-1 Semedo in the 26th minute. Rondon gets the equalizer in the 37th. First half ends 1-1. First half starts absolute fire. Longstaff scores a beautiful goal, 2-1 for Leeds, and gives them the lead. Unfortunately for them, they don't hold on to that lead. Rupi in the 93rd minute. I mean, this is how much is a buzzer beater that he gets. The celebrations on this goal were absolutely insane. Good result for Bournemouth because they equalized late. I feel like Leeds is going to be a very fun team to watch as they go because I see their confidence building. Manchester City versus Burnley, 5-1. Not a lot to go through here. Manchester City should smash in these games. Haaland is having a great game. I feel like Foden is inching closer to his old self. A lot of people are complaining about him and his performances. This next game up here, that was a big shocker for me. Nottingham Forest versus Sunderland. Sunderland gets away with 1-0 win away from home. Another team that just got promoted And I feel like they're also getting much, much more confident as the games go by. Listen, for Forest is a horrible result, and there's a lot of layers to it. But the main one is that the season started off okay. Nuno leaves after that defeat to West Ham 3-0 at home. And Postecoglou comes in. It feels like Evangelos Marinakis, which is the owner of this club, felt like there needed to be some changes in the coaching staff. He replaces Nuno, but since that game, Forest has lost 3-0 to Arsenal, 3-2 to Swansea for EFL Cup, 1-1 draw to Burnley, 2-2 draw to Betis for Europa League, and now yet another defeat in the league by Sunderland. I am not sure what is going on here. I don't feel like Forest is... They did sell Elanga, which was one of their best players last season, to Newcastle, but the fee was absolutely outrageous. I don't see a team of that of the Forest level that could say no to a transfer like that. But the team doesn't have the spark that they had last season. I don't know if it's confidence. I don't know if it's lack of focus or lack of direction. I do think that Postecoglou coming in, I did think that Postecoglou coming in would have given them a little bit more of a breath of fresh air to kind of like go through the season, but it seems like it didn't do them any good. And they also had a midweek Europa League loss at home against Midtjylland. And I feel like Postecoglou might get fired. I don't know. I'm saying this half jokingly, but I don't know what needs to change in this team for them to kind of come back to their old self, because after finishing in a European spot after all these seasons last year, the expectations for this season could only be upwards. Stay tuned, my friends. We're going to go through the rest of the Premier League games, and we've got some Champions League action to talk about as well. Nico beefs us. Stay right where you are. We'll be right back.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
My good friends, welcome back. Nico Bipsas here, and we ended up talking our last segment. We finished up with Nottingham Forest, and honestly, I was saying that this is a team that gives me United vibes. They can't figure it out. We'll go through the rest quick. Tottenham Hotspur versus Wolves, 1-1. Obviously, a terrible result for Tottenham. I feel like their injuries and all that stuff that's happening inside the club is not letting this team kind of perform what they are expecting. Wolves are going to be in the relegation zone the entire season, so obviously not beating them is a bad result for them. Aston Villa on the Sunday slate beats Fulham 3-1. Absolutely necessary win for Villa. They haven't played good at all this season. They haven't been scoring goals, and I feel like scoring three against Fulham, which, by the way, has to be, it's circled by me as a team that every time they go away, they are bound to lose a game. And then we have the absolute popcorn movie type like game happening, Newcastle facing Arsenal. Now, this is a big one. I mean, Newcastle versus Arsenal was a game that everybody circled in this slate as a game that's probably going to prove if Arsenal is being serious with the title this year, and it turns out that they are. There was some VAR controversy in this game early in the match. Arsenal was awarded a penalty after Nick Pope brought down Gyökeres. VAR reviewed it and overturned the referee's decision, which is rare to see lately in the Premier League. Wolfmaid's opener also has some controversy. The reason why, he had his hands on the defender's back. Defender goes down easily, but it's not enough for VAR to get involved and cancel the goal. So Newcastle's leading in this game. Arsenal did try, and I feel like one of the things that Arsenal has gotten better at this season specifically is that their volume is much higher when it comes to chance creating, but also effort on the field. Sort of like what we see with Liverpool doing in this past years, where when their roster is good, they will try to win the game all the way until the last minute. Gabriel will score a goal in the 86th minute to equalize this game. Newcastle Stadium goes absolutely silent. Arsenal fans are going absolutely berserk on the stands. And then in the 96th minute, Gabriel scores yet another goal. Martin Odegaard, beautiful corner kick by him. Arsenal get to snatch all 3 points here, and Everton versus West Ham 1-1, nobody really cares. I will tell you that the Premier League at this moment looks like it's going to be such a tight finish. We got Liverpool first with 15 points. Bournemouth is sitting second with a match extra because they beat Fulham today 3-1. Arsenal is sitting 13 points and third place. Crystal Palace and Tottenham complete the top five. And something worth mentioning, Sunderland with 11 points after that win, the big win against Nottingham Forest, sitting sixth. Champions League games midweek were really, really fun to watch. I will say that one of the games that definitely snatched my eye was Chelsea versus Benfica. I will say that Benfica outplayed Chelsea in this game, but Chelsea did what I was saying earlier, which is find a way to win even when you're not playing very well. 1-0 is the final result. Liverpool faces a back-to-back defeat after they lost to Crystal Palace. They go to Turkey playing Galatasaray, which is the biggest team in Turkey for sure when it comes to legacy and when it comes to how many fans they have. 1-0 is the final result. Liverpool go down early in this game again. They give up a goal. And as much as they tried to get back into it, Salah and Isak did not start this game, but they did come off the bench fairly early in the game. Nothing happens for Liverpool. They lose. I feel like this is another spot where Liverpool is feeling like their confidence is running a little bit low. Arsenal beats Olympiacos. Sad news for my favorite team. 2-0. Arsenal did not play extremely well in this game. Monaco facing City 2-2. I feel like this is a very disappointing result. If you want to go watch Haaland's post-press conference about this game, you'll find out how City players feel after halftime was 2-1 for City, and then Monaco finds a way to come back and get a point against them in this game. Barcelona losing to PSG has got to be the biggest biggest shocker of this slate. Again, Galatasaray is not the easiest place to play, and Liverpool lost that game, but Barcelona losing to Paris Saint-Germain, to me, is a big shocker. No Dembele, no Kvaratskhelia. Barcelona is facing some injuries. You know, Rafinha was out, but still at home. Barcelona went up 1-0. PSG find a way to equalize, and right where you thought of like, okay, Barcelona is going to come back, win this game, yada yada yada. PSG scores with seconds to go, and Hansi Flick comes out and says, listen, I'd be crazy to say that we are at the same level of PSG, and they proved it today. I mean, can you imagine if Barcelona went to France, PSG was absolutely complete in terms of like who they can play, and Barcelona didn't have Yamal and, let's say, Pedri, and they won the game? That is a big deal. I don't know. Barcelona looks kind of shaky in the beginning of the season. But I do believe that they figured out, mainly because I like Hansi Flick, and I believe like he can create goodness out of nothing, just like he did last season. All right. How about we preview a little bit what's coming up? Because we have Premier League action coming up this weekend, but then we have the international break happening right after. The Friday game, which was today, it was Bournemouth versus Fulham, a game that was 0-0 for the biggest part of the game. And then everything pretty much like went absolutely insane. Bournemouth manages to go down 1-0 to Fulham, which is not great at scoring goals. They managed to score one away. And then Bournemouth from that moment on absolutely ran them over and beat them 3-1. I will say here that Bournemouth money line at even money was one of my favorite plays. Obviously, I wasn't on the air to say it, but believe me, Semenyo with a brace and Kluivert, 78th, 84th, and 96th minutes, still that win for Bournemouth. I feel like the biggest wins that are coming up this weekend for the Premier League season would be Chelsea versus Liverpool, of course. Chelsea and Liverpool coming off of losses, coming off of bad games, coming off of Champions League action. Liverpool away from home has got to prove that they can produce because, like, listen, they lost to Crystal Palace, they lost to Galatasaray. If you know anything about football, is that a bad defeat or a couple bad defeats can only be cured by a big win. And I feel like Liverpool, a plus 130, is amazing value. I feel like Isak should have a great game. I believe Etiquite is coming back, which is a great sign for Liverpool because this player came, not a lot of spotlight was on him because everybody was thinking of Isak, but Etiquite produced amazing. Amazing, I mean it with the whole meaning of the word. There's no other player that's been as influential so far for Liverpool. Etiquite is counting in the Premier League, 5 games, 3 goals, which is huge. Villa is facing Burnley at home. I've circled this game because I feel like Villa has got to get another W here. I know they had European action midweek, but there's absolutely no excuses. Another game that I feel like is going to be very entertaining in Manchester United versus Sunderland. Manchester United fans have got to welcome their team back. Sunderland had an amazing win away from home against Forest, and they're very dangerous in the counterattack. They have a couple guys up front that can run really fast and create issues to any team. That win that they got against Forest must have given them such big confidence for the remaining of the season. And Manchester United is coming off of a bad loss. But they have to bounce back. Everybody's looking at Almiron. I love the over 2.5 in this game, to be honest. And I feel like Manchester United at minus 185 does not depict how hard this game will be. Let's see what happens. Let's see if Bruno gets benched. I don't know. I feel like it's going to be very challenging. On the Sunday slate, we have Newcastle facing Nottingham Forest. Now, both of these teams played midweek. I know Forest protected some of their stars, although they were playing at home, but I feel like this is a big game for Forest. Not so much by the result. Obviously, a loss would be absolutely horrendous for them at this stage of the season because Postecoglou is going to be piling up 0-point games, but they have an opportunity here. They have an opportunity to go at Newcastle and prove that they are worthy of Premier League level football. They haven't played good this season at all. And again, it's not about sometimes when you lose a game as a fan or an analyst, and when you're watching it, you can say, okay, like this team lost this game, but they tried. But they depicted some good signs in throughout the game that gave us confidence that this team is gonna, although despite the loss, they're gonna bounce back. Forest has played bad this season. They're conceding goals left and right. Midweek, they lost 3-2 at home against Midland, which is not the biggest team in the world. And I feel like this is a big game for Postecoglou to present Forest fans and their president with some hope. Newcastle United taking this game, absolutely necessary. In my opinion, the reason why is because Newcastle is sitting 15th right now with 6 points. So I feel like a win for them would be huge as well. Brentford is hosting City. I think this is going to be a tough game for City all throughout. Brentford has been playing great so far. City had a bad game away from home. And plus the traveling, plus the fatigue, plus the frustration. Let's see if City can get a big win away from home, because I feel like Brentford lost some Mbeumo. They also lost their coach, which went to Tottenham. But they are also on that caliber team, just like Crystal Palace, that especially at home, they can be dangerous. And nobody should ever feel in the Premier League like they can take a big win. Now, a couple of things that I wanted to mention. Like, Amorim is obviously getting a lot of heat at United. And I was listening to Goldbridge, Mark Goldbridge, if you don't know him. He's a great guy, United fan. And he was saying something outrageous. He was saying that Amorim wants to get sacked. Mark Goldbridge's, opinion about what's happening in the United is that, like, Amorim is essentially looking for a big payday and he wants to be kicked out. Now, for me, I feel like that's provocation. I mean, he's provoking a reaction from Amorim to come out and say something crazy. I don't think that this is the case, but I will say that as a coach, as the great Jose Mourinho said, if you die by your philosophies as a coach in this day and age in football, you're not the smartest person in the room. I feel like Amorim has got to adjust moving on if he wants to stay. He's got to show some hope to the United fans and the board, and he's got to get control of the locker rooms, because continuing to play Bruno Fernandes as he's missing penalties, not tracking back and costing them points, doesn't get him anywhere. He's going to keep facing the same struggles, and it's not going to be fun. Stay tuned for our last short segment coming up, my friends, on the mic. Nico Beef Sauce, Sports Byline USA, and Sports Overnight America. First Touch. We'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, BlockTrust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Welcome back, my friends. Nico Beef Sauce on the mic, First Touch, Sports Byline, and Sports Overnight America. We finished the last segment talking about a little Premier League, but I got to say, the international break that's coming up this week, I can't wait to talk to Tyler about it live with you guys next Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, because I feel like we got to predict which national team is going to be the big upset. I did talk about earlier Italy being absent back-to-back, which shocked every Italian person on this planet. Italy staying away from these major tournaments is absolutely insane. But with the World Cup coming next year to United States of America, being one of the biggest events that's happened in United States history, I feel like my excitement for the qualifiers is as high as it's ever gotten. I really hope Greece makes it. Obviously, United States is going to be there. But I really, really hope that United States can put on display amazing hospitality for everybody that's traveling here. I do hope that the whole tournament is going to be an absolute success. Gillette Stadium, which is half an hour away from my home, is going to be a participant. There's going to be 7 games there with a quarterfinal included. And I got to tell you, I am so excited to cover all the action that's coming up next summer in this World Cup, because I believe it's going to be legendary. Messi and Ronaldo, this is going to be their last hurrah. Absolutely their last hurrah. I mean, Ronaldo is not going to be 44 playing in the World Cup. And I feel like Messi's got maybe a couple years left in him. He just extended his contract with Inter Miami, it seems like. So Messi and Ronaldo, last tournament. Mbappe warming up this season crazy with Real Madrid. and Lamine Yamal, of course, one of the biggest stars in football history, currently and forever. I mean, like, I feel like this guy's going to leave a huge legacy behind him if he stays focused on football, which is always a huge asterisk for a guy that's 17 and recognizes such big success early on. Thank you for tuning in. It was Nico Beef Sauce. Come back next Friday at 5 p.m. to listen to First Touch. Me and Tyler Levine will always break all the action for you. Sports Overnight America and Sports Byline USA. Thank you so much. Goodbye.